time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hi, Jenna, how are you?
Morena, I'm all right, I'm trucking on, you know. I've been, I found it really hard to read this weekend. And so I was thinking about how I can approach this book review because, you know, it's been quite a big time for us.
For some people, maybe that's what they need to do the most.
To switch off, get off the internet. And so I thought I'd just point out some really wonderful Muslim female writers that I've read recently and that have been talked about in the store recently, to perhaps, because the joy of reading is all about reaching out and learning about different cultures and gaining empathy for different cultures and just getting a different perspective, which is the joy of bookstores, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And completely against everything that guy wanted. You know?
Yeah.
Let's talk more about Muslims, more about Muslim rights. Let's actually do that.
Okay. So the first one I want to talk about, and I can't believe I haven't actually reviewed it before, and I had to check with Kieran. I was like, have I reviewed this or have you reviewed this? Because it's been out for a little while, but it has had a long-lasting life on the new release table because it won the Women's Prize for Fiction in 2018 and was also longlisted for the Booker in 2017. It's called Home Fire by Camilla Shamsie, and it's a modern retelling of Antigone by Sophocles. It's quite complex, and she changes it a bit, but I guess the main theme of Antigone is being caught between loyalty to your state or your family. And so we have five British Muslim characters. They all live in, well, most of them live in London, and they all have different connections to their faith. And it's about, mainly, you have these five characters and the story's laid out so you never go back to one, and the story is slowly revealed. I don't want to tell you too much.
Yeah.
Maybe I won't even tell you what Antigone is about, because then you'll find out. But it's a Greek tragedy. Mm-hmm. It's really intense. It reads like a thriller, and it just gives, like, you know, it's that different
perspective. There's not many boring Greek tragedies.
No.
They don't really last. They haven't lasted this long, you know?
And Camilla Shamsie writes it in quite, like, she was born in Pakistan and lives in England now. And she just comes forward so intelligent, quite brave. Like, she just kind of gets into the parts that I feel like only she could say, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And she's coming to the Auckland Writers Festival.
She's on the program for the Auckland Writers Festival.
Yeah,
so you can go and see her talk.
She's going to do a main talk.
Yeah.
She's on the opening night, but we'll talk more about the Writers Festival in the next few months, but that's in May.
This Writers Festival is looking like a butty great big Writers Festival, isn't it?
So this is a really great book. It's had heaps of kudos.
Not her only book, is it?
No, this is her seventh book, and a lot of people love this book called Burnt Shadows.
Okay.
I think that won a prize too. I can't remember. I think that won the Women's Prize for Fiction too. Yeah, so that's really great. Kieran has asked me to mention a book that she read last year called No Country Woman, and this is a memoir by Sawyer Patel. Kieran went down to Lickcrawl in Wellington and interviewed her. And so she said it was really awesome. And Zoya Patel is Fijian Indian and grew up in Australia. And it's about the memoir is about growing up Muslim in Australia. Growing up in a multicultural society with a monocultural focus. Kieran just found the book really amazing. She found her so smart, so articulate, again, so... I don't know if brave's the right word, but it's just like just pushing this voice through.
Mm.
And you know, we've got quite a monocultural publishing industry, and so it's really wonderful to see publishers like making such an effort to like broaden the voice that's coming out. So hopefully it's just going to
continue. It can only be better for everyone, can't it?
Definitely.
Enriching
and
for all.
And the other one I wanted to talk about was just this new book. It's just come out, and it, you know, Emma Watson, Hermione.
Hermione, also known as.
She has picked
Not to mention her other roles as Hermione, isn't
she? Yes.
this book, it's called The Things I Would Tell You. It's edited by Sabrina Mahfouz, and it was selected for Emma Watson's book club, Our Shared Shelf, and it was a Guardian Best Book of the Year. And this is a collection of writings by British Muslim women. So it's essays, poetry, fiction. I think there's illustrations in there as well. And there is, you hear from users of Islamic Tinder, a disenchanted Malulana working as a TV chat show host, and a plastic surgeon blackmailed by the MI6. And so it's just lots of different voices, just published. It came out recently. And I think that's really worth checking out as well. There's some very cool books coming out, as I always say. So I think there's a rich vibrancy of Muslim writing in New Zealand, coming out in New Zealand. I think it's good to check it out.
And how did you just go in there and ask, hey, I want to hit me up some good Muslim writers?
Yeah, well, you know, when you come to Time Out, we try and be as informed as we can. So we would hopefully, well, we will know that stuff. And we could, you know, if you're coming to talk to us about anything, we can either research it or know off the top of our heads. There's some great graphic novels as well. I just wanted to mention one called Arab of the Future by Riyad Satouf. And do you know Persepolis?
No.
And it was a movie?
No, I don't know that. Do you know
Prometheus?
I'm just going to stop talking about it because I can't
remember.
Prometheus
is sort of like,
Persepolis. It's about a woman growing up in Iran.
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, so there's some, it's really cool because a lot of schools order their books from us, and we're getting a lot of class sets going out of these kind of books, which is really cool. So it shows that the children.
See, you know, can we just have another shout out for the kids, basically for Friday?
Yeah.
Which must have been such a trying day for all those people that did such a great job on the climate change marches. Because guess what? They were serious. Guess what? They do care. Who would have thought?
Some of the smartest people I know are a lot younger than me. So, yeah. So, no, that's what I recommend. Come in and we'll help you choose anything else as well, because there's a lot more.
Thank you, Jenna. We love you.
Thanks, Jenna.
Love you. Bye.
That was Loose Reads.